For NPR's Kitchen Window, I'm Bonnie Wolfe. Kevin Weeks is a personal chef in Knoxville, Tennessee. He also teaches cooking classes and blogs at Seriously Good. He has written a piece for Kitchen Window Online about cooking for crowds. He's on the line from Knoxville. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Bonnie.
The piece you did for Kitchen Window was about cooking for crowds. And this is late spring, and this is apparently the season when everybody becomes a caterer.
Absolutely.
And you work for an online cooking consulting company. Tell me what that is.
The company is named ChefsLine.com. And what it is, we have 25 chefs spread around the country, and home cooks can call in and get advice on recipes. They can take classes over the telephone. We'll customize classes for them. They can get help on planning parties, such as the event I did. Just anything we can do as professionals to help out home cooks.
So this time of year, you get what kind of requests?
Oh, people are doing graduation parties, and weddings are coming up, and wedding showers.
Give me some typical questions.
Yeah, well, one of the worst is I'm cooking for 75 people. How much food do I need? It's sort of mind-boggling that someone has trouble figuring that out, and yet they're talking about taking on 75 people.
What do you tell that person?
That person, we usually recommend that they consider going for professional catering because it's really difficult to cook for that. As a matter of fact, I consider it impossible to cook for that many people. Without a professional kitchen, you run into problems with equipment. You don't have pots that are big enough. You don't have enough burners on the stove. You don't have enough ovens to cook for that many people unless you've got a professional kitchen.
The piece you did for Kitchen Window Online was after you put together a big party for your parents' 60th wedding anniversary. How do you begin the menu planning?
I start by choosing a main dish. That's going to be the biggest chore that I face in the course of doing the cooking. And I want something that is difficult to screw up. I want it to be easy to make for the most part. Ideally, something that's fairly low maintenance in terms of the cooking process. For instance, for my parents' meal, I chose to do a milk-braised pork loin because I had very little prep up front, and then I could stick it in the oven for 2.5 to 3 hours and just forget about it. So it's a very forgiving main course. And that leaves me time to concentrate on other things. But the other thing it did was it took over the oven for 2.5 to 3 hours, which meant that I couldn't use the oven for anything else. So that has to be taken into account. If I choose that for my main dish, then all of my side dishes need to be something I can cook on the stovetop.
You only had one oven?
That was what I thought initially. And then I found out just before the event that I had access to a second oven. At that time, I decided, well, let's do leeks because this is the season for leeks, and they're so good this time of year. And with a second oven, I could cook them at the same time as the pork. I also found some local asparagus and decided to do that.
How did you prepare those?
The asparagus, we wrapped that up in puff pastry. Mm. I roasted the asparagus first and then wrapped it in puff pastry and then baked it.
And you make the puff pastry?
No, I...
Oh, this is so reassuring.
Yes, I have made puff pastry once. That was enough. Pepperidge Farm does just fine for me.
And then you used rhubarb also.
Yes, rhubarb for the mousse. And, of course, this is rhubarb season.
Yeah.
You know, several years ago, I got tired of the usual rhubarb dishes. So rhubarbs and strawberry for pie and that sort of thing. And I got to thinking, and I happen to be very fond of mousse, and I thought, well, rhubarb would probably make a good mousse. And it sure does. And it's this beautiful pink color. And it's slightly tart. It's just a wonderful, refreshing dessert.
In your piece for Kitchen Window Online, you give a whole list of tips for people planning big parties like this. Just to sum up, though, what would you tell people who called in with this, asking for some guidance?
Well, I always tell people to plan their menu so that as much as possible of it is done in advance. For instance, in the case of my menu, I cooked the leeks in advance. They needed to be boiled in water for a short time before they were then baked. So I did those in advance. I cook the beets for the salad a day in advance. Anything you can do in advance is one less thing to worry about on the day of the event. and there's one less thing that can go wrong on the day of the event. And then I go through and I make sure that I don't have any conflicts in terms of cooking equipment, that I have enough burners on the stove for everything that needs to be done on the stove, that I have enough pots and pans for everything that needs to be done.
So advanced planning is really...
absolutely essential. I started planning that meal a month in advance and would go through and make notes and then go back through and rethink everything over and over again.
And how was the meal?
It was wonderful. There was not an ounce of food left.
That's great. Kevin, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good talking to you.